the A-Team.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes at the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed of the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
And they showed Josh McDaniels on the sidelines.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that.
Now, here to talk shop is Christina Acra and the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Shop Talk. It's been a while. We took a week off. I know you guys missed us, but we're all back. The A-Team is back together, and I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. What'd you guys do? Anything fun? Yeah. Any good stories?
Mike.
Very low on betting. Gambling with his kids.
Yeah. We did.
How much did you win on the Thanksgiving games?
You had three this year, so that's got to make the kids happy.
It was
right?
Big, yeah. I didn't tell them about the night game, though. I pocketed their winnings. But I went to Pittsburgh.
You say that like it's a...
It was a depressing ride. It was, but
it's a long drive. That state just...
How long is that drive?
With kids, it took us...
Too long.
It took us 12.
Oh, my goodness. 12 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's really about it's a 10, I guess 9 or 10 if you went straight.
It's a half a day to you and me.
In your world, yeah.
That's right.
So you 12 hours, and then how many days were you there to head back? That's
we were
a
there,
long...
two and a half, three, somewhere on there.
Oh, that's not long enough to stay for a 12-hour drive.
It was, went to my wife's high school reunion.
Over Thanksgiving weekend?
Yeah, so
that's
you can imagine how that went. We're like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. What do you do? And then I tell them. And you're in Steeler country, and that doesn't exactly go over well when you find out.
Yeah. So you made a lot of enemies at that reunion,
it got very, you know.
Should have told me you were in a taxidermy.
Yeah, I should have. Have you tried that?
No, I just think it's, you know, deer country or something.
To any Steeler fans listening, you all suck.
Whoa.
I needed that clip.
Rook gets like that.
I needed that.
That's good. Nice. That's good stuff. I like that side of John Rook.
So,
wow, that sounds like a really fun weekend.
Yeah.
Plus, they lost Sunday night. So
the best of the blogs Mike sends us via email through his BlackBerry about everything that's going on.
He gives you up-to-date?
Very
up-to-date. Play-by-play?
He's like, saw an Amish person riding in a truck.
I saw
thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wave.
Hang off
on,
the highway.
Go back. You're sending texts to these guys about what you're doing?
Not while I'm driving. It wasn't while
updates, periodic updates.
Yeah, during that's my good. Stop.
He's that's a safe good. Driver.
Hey, boss! You're a loser.
So what was the, seriously, what was the best update? Anything random?
One of them was just like, saw an Amish person riding in a horse and buggy. We were really cool. We waved. They ignored us.
Yeah, I beeped
so
and waved.
Cool.
Thought I could, yeah.
You beeped.
I've never seen.
Spooked the horse.
The whole
so
horse
so weirded
thing.
Out by the fact that you're setting updates like that. You must have been really freaking bored.
Oh, it's boring. I'm talking.
Oh, man.
When there's a game on, the game's on, as soon as. Somebody goes to talk, like amongst the relatives,
this is crazy.
Goes to mute. So you just end up don't say anything. So I sit there and I just have these deep thoughts, and I'm like,
I'm going to lose sound.
So I send an email to these guys because I know they'll answer.
And the real murderer is, please no one speak. Yeah. Please no one speak.
So it's pretty comical.
Oh my. Okay, so you're sitting there. So that's like the family thing to do. If anybody goes to say something, you got to mute the TV.
Yeah, if we're fortunate to get the TV on.
And, unbelievable.
You know, I battle to just get a game, any game. I'll watch like a high school taped game from like 84 or something, anything. But anyway.
Otherwise, it's family reading time, right?
Yeah, which some, yeah. And that's when I end up emailing. But anyway.
That's hilarious.
But the updates are priceless.
They got some solid fan following out there as far as gear.
That's pretty much all they got out there.
They wear that stuff everywhere.
You and know. They take it to heart if you meet someone. Oh, hey, I'm a Steelers fan. Oh, great, I'm a Patriot fan. Yeah, you suck. And they walk away, right? Like, they're not going to talk to you. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. So.
Die hard.
Maybe not. Maybe it's not people you really want to speak to.
No.
That's true. That's
but
a good
going to your
good...
wife's family reunion, that's
no, high school.
High school reunion. High school. So that's content right there. That's priceless. I'd pay for that access.
To get
to go to my wife's high school reunion, I'd pay for that kind of access.
Yeah.
I don't know
some
what's
serious
going on.
Accents out there. Like, I can't even do it, but that...
Do they serve pierogies?
I don't know. One, they had the giant pierogi running around like at pirate schemes.
Oh, what? Yeah. I don't even know what that is. So that's some type of food?
Food, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And there's a giant one that runs around it.
Native to the Pittsburgh area.
Oh, okay.
You've seen it at like baseball games. They have like the hot dog and the sausage running.
Yes,
like 10 feet
yes.
Tall.
That's in Milwaukee.
Yeah, yeah the Brewers yeah. Do that. Yeah.
Well, the Pirates, when that's I went, did that and they had
yeah,
a similar pierogi. Accent. They had these pierogi,
had a pierogi
and a hot dog and something racing. It was
that's
pretty
hilarious.
Comical.
Yeah, that's an interesting weekend. You got a lot of fun stuff to talk about from the weekend,
yeah.
Huh?
No, that's about it.
Anybody else? Anybody have a better weekend?
I went to New Orleans.
New Orleans. Oh, you did go.
Yeah.
You made the trip.
Yeah,
how was
trip.
It? Despite the game.
Despite the game, it was fantastic. Yeah.
Good time?
Had a real good time down there, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. A couple of late nights on
Bourbon. How many hurricanes did you have?
Three.
Did you?
Three.
Those are awesome.
In
you got to have
in
a
one
frozen
sitting?
Drink.
In one sitting, yeah.
You have to have the frozen. What? Last time I was there, we actually went down and did a story on Jarvis Green.
I saw that.
Yeah. It was for all access. It was on the NHS kids from Foxborough High went down and helped victims rebuild mm-hmm. homes and stuff. And it was literally, I think, the Saturday before Fat Tuesday.
Yep.
And it was, I mean, it was on. It was Mardi Gras oh, yeah. time. It was insane.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And I made my producer who was with us get one of the, I guess it was a hand grenade was the drink.
Yeah,
like
I had a hand grenade. I should have
yes.
brought in the
you
cup.
You should have brought your souvenir
should've
cup.
Should brought the cup.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Thanks for sharing. Yeah, but.
We had a flag fly over Pat O'Brien's on Saturday night.
Great.
We tore it down off the warehouse wall and shipped it out to somebody that was going there that had a friend. And the balcony right over Pat O'Brien's, one of those famous bars on Bourbon Street,
yeah.
displayed the flag.
Did you tweet that pic?
We did. It's on our Facebook fan site.
Check nice. It out. A great. Flag
which
from.
Everyone listening should be on.
Nice plug.
I agree. That was a great plug. Well, it is. There's a lot more plugs that are coming up because it's holiday season. Obviously, December 1 is here. I'm so excited. The music is playing and the gifts are starting to be purchased. And you guys have, I'm sure, tons of promos that are going on in the pro shop right now.
Yes,
yes
we do.
Now?
Yes,
yes
we do.
Yes, you do.
Maybe
let's hear it.
We change it up every here and there. And today we launched our 12 Days of Patriots promotion, which for 12 solid days we give away a great prize and or experience.
Can you sing the song when you tell us what's going on each day?
Only if Jeff hums.
No.
Do it. Hum it. Let's go.
The today being the kickoff of the 12 Days of Patriots, we're giving away a trip to Miami for this weekend's game, airfare, hotel, and tickets to the game.
He gets to sleep in a twin bed with Jim. He goes
I will
trip.
Not be attending.
Oh, yeah,
unless,
not part
unless
of the
I'm invited
package?
By the lucky winner.
And the partridge in a pear tree? No?
I'd be happy to go with whoever wins.
So on the first day of Christmas, or
today,
wait, yeah.
So basically the way it works is every day there's a new prize. So if you order today or you enter the contest, there's a way to enter without purchase, read the rules, and you can come in the store. You can fill out a form in the a little slip in the store. But anyone who makes a purchase is automatically entered.
Okay.
So make a purchase, you're automatically entered, and we'll draw the winner tomorrow out of all of today's submissions.
That is awesome.
That person wins a trip to Miami for this Sunday's game.
Okay, so you have to do it online? Is that what you said?
No, you can enter online.
Online,
you
okay.
can also enter in the store.
Okay.
So visit the website and you can place an order or figure out how to submit it or come into the store and fill out the form and do it there.
That's
great
today's, little prize.
Today's prize.
I like that.
And that's
that.
Up till midnight online until what time are you open? Until 10?
Mm-hmm.
10 o'clock in the store.
Go. And what does that actually entail?
It's
airfare.
It's vouchers for airfare from Boston. Hotel and tickets to the game, which
oh,
I have in my
can
desk.
Can you hear it? Can you hear it? It's coming.
Nice.
So we'll draw that winner at some point tomorrow and notify them that they've won. And like I said, every day there's a new prize. What is that?
Yeah,
Miami Vice.
I didn't get it either. Don't. I, yeah.
This is your
I thought
era,
it was
Jim.
Some fun Christmas song, but
my era.
Crockett and Tubbs.
3 years younger than me.
If you're going to play
no,
Miami
Vice. You should remember Miami Vice. Like, I could see her not knowing Miami Vice.
You probably dressed like that. I think I saw your license.
Will Smith, welcome to Miami.
Like
let's go. There we go.
There
this
go.
One I recognize.
Oh, you know. You know Ken's listening right now. He's up on his desk with the
yeah.
shirt off, swinging it.
Thanks for that visual.
Yeah. He's going to go on without that. All right. We got an email. Everybody, get online and buy something today, obviously, because you want to go to Miami. Who wouldn't?
It's a 1 o'clock game, too.
It's a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah,
it's going to be 80 degrees down there.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yes. And it's supposed
so
to
I believe
snow
you,
here,
you
I think.
Fly on yes. Saturday, you go to the game, you fly back on Sunday. It's one-night hotel, just
fly,
so clear.
Fly on Saturday, go to the game,
yep.
and fly back Sunday. Okay.
Right.
That's a good deal. That is a good deal. So go online, buy something. If you're around the area, go to the pro shop. What time do you guys open until?
10.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or 24 Open. Hours a day, That's 7 right. days a week at PatriotsProShop.com.
Thank Whoa. You, Jason.
Checks,
all right.
Checks in the mail, Jason.
We have an
Spoken
email.
Like the guy who writes the radio spots.
William, who is from North Carolina, his daughter is 3 and has chosen Randy Moss as her favorite player. Surprised that the Pro Shop doesn't seem to have any Moss jerseys in a toddler size.
Toddler
why
size.
Can I get a why can I get a toddler Marnie jersey but not a toddler Moss jersey? I'm interested if player makes these decisions or if it's based on sales.
Basically based on sales and demand.
Yeah.
And Moss at the time was appealing more to adults than the kids. So
that's a oh, she's a cutie pie.
Oh, nah, you're tugging she at the heartstrings,
her,
now.
She knows her stuff. Look, she wants a Moss jersey, this you know, little girl right no. here.
I can't tell exactly how big she is, but the small youth might be okay for her.
Okay, small
it's
youth.
Something
maybe
she can
do
grow
they
into.
Shrink? Do they shrink up?
Not really.
No. Okay. Well, yeah, something. You know what? Get her
we
a
do
large
have
youth.
Put it on over
and
that
make
jacket.
It a dress.
Yeah, exactly. There
that's
you go.
What I do with my clothes.
Accessorize.
The youth jersey
you just
is pretty
cinch
small.
It.
You
I mean,
cinch it.
That's right.
Yeah, a small.
You could try the youth small. We do have Moss youth small. I would try that.
Yeah, she's a cutie pie. Is she sure she wants to wear Moss's jersey?
It is tough.
What does that mean?
Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash homie. All right.
Are her ears pierced? We have Randy Moss earrings.
As in giant diamonds or things that say number 81?
Little jerseys that have 81.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. I don't think she has pierced ears. I thought you meant the ones he rocks during his press conferences. Doesn't look like they're pierced, but yeah, maybe there's some other fun Randy Moss stuff she could find in the pro shop.
See,
a
William?
Button, a sticker.
What? William exploits his kid to try to get you guys to buy the jersey. Mike exploits his kids to raise money for Christmas.
Right. Exactly.
Right. We're all getting new cars.
Going on. Oh, goodness. All right. This one says, how close to Christmas can I order and still be sure to get my stuff delivered before the 25th? Bill from Hopkinton. Is that how I say that? Hopkinton? Yeah.
Yeah.
Historically, we're usually shipping, you know, 2 days out. I mean, Hopkinton's close. So Christmas falls on a Friday this year.
Yeah, they're close. Come to the pro shop.
If you ordered on Monday or Tuesday,
you're
week,
close enough to walk into the pro shop. Come on.
Well, you can avoid the lines. Shop in your underwear at home online.
Or get it today.
You could shop
Speaking
in your underwear
visuals.
Here.
Thank you, Jim. And you're making
it's
those
all
eyes
this
again.
Shirtless underwear talk.
So, the week of Christmas, because Christmas falls on a Friday, I think that we'll be shipping on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's just a matter of delivery times from there.
Right.
Locally like that, it's usually only a day or two to get it. So I think you'd be able to order Monday or Tuesday and still get it in mass by Friday.
Wow. Well,
by Thursday.
It's
going to
cost you, though, isn't it?
It has to be by Thursday.
If you wait that
long? If you
want
to guarantee it, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, priority mail is 2 to 3 days. If we're a day behind on shipping, like if you order 11 at night, it's obviously not leaving then. It may not leave till the next day.
Right.
And if depending on volume, we can occasionally be backed up by a day mm-hmm. on top. So you got to keep that in mind. We'll do our best to communicate that in the newsletter and on the website about where we are. Normally, as we get closer, we're caught up where we can do, priority shipments and next day shipments, even a day or two before and still get it there in time.
Nice.
Yep.
All right.
That's our goal.
Working overtime. Here's another one from Judy in Worcester. I like the blue.
It's Worcester.
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 Worcester. I like the blue throwback hoodie worn on the sidelines. She'd like to get one. It's the only thing her son wants for Christmas. The blue throwback hoodie worn on the sidelines.
That's
Do we know which one it is?
Oh, the
piece.
Equipment.
Yeah.
No, they're not talking about the Boston Patriots. I think she's talking about equipment.
Throwback.
Oh, throwback. You're right.
So. Yeah, I got to think it's that Boston Patriots one.
I have
one
a website that, address for you.
It's the Boston Patriot one that Belichick has worn
right.
some of the games. Yeah. And that there was only a
Everybody can't do two things at once in this studio.
My brain stopped.
He was talking. I mean,
yeah. I don't know. I thought there was something more exciting. Jason held up something in the window.
I thought I did mention the flag.
That sweatshirt was, there was only a minimum quantity ordered, and it ended up being a home run. We sold out of it, and it's just a piece that Reebok, we just can't react to and get it here. In time for the holidays.
Exactly.
It's that simple.
It's made overseas.
It's overseas. It's like, you know, thousands and thousands of pieces have to be committed. Not that we can't sell them. It's just there's a whole new line coming out next year. So, you know, a lot of people wonder why we don't just get them anyway. But we wouldn't have them for months and months and months.
Yep.
just
definitely not going to make it for Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I know it's. I love it.
We were lucky to get what we got.
Yeah.
Twice.
Exactly.
And then it sold out like overnight.
Yeah.
So just forewarning to those listening, there will be another, I'll call it a cool piece or the hot piece that will be coming out next year. And so when you see it, jump on it. Don't, you know.
Get it as soon as possible.
Because you don't always know what's going to sell like that. You just don't know. And then and those items that we didn't even originally order, we see them and think, oh, this is we maybe missed. Or people are calling, asking if they saw it somewhere else. And if we're lucky to chase it down and get it, it's always going to be in much more limited quantities than stuff that these guys book in
Those sideline pieces are unique year in and year out.
Right.
So every year they're changing. And we only order enough to get us through that year.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, like Mike says, if it's a home run, once we're out, we're out.
Unexcused.
Mm.
And we're talking football, so I'll have you use touchdown next time you speak. Thanks.
Unexcused. Anyway.
Remember that drift hat we had in here a few weeks ago, that knit hat we call the drift?
I think so.
It's been so many hats.
Oh, wait. Yeah, the paint.
Yeah.
The paint. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen that everywhere. Every team is wearing that stuff.
That hat, we cannot keep it online. I'm writing to them every other day going, we sold out.
It's the number one seller online right now.
Wow.
Hundreds.
It's cool. It's different.
It's a neat hat.
Yeah.
I like the hat. I just bought one for my son for a Christmas present.
Nice.
It's a great hat.
Uh-oh, is he listening? You just gave it away.
I would never have thought. That and the pom-pom hat?
Yeah.
I would never have thought.
Oh, the pom-pom hat.
Is that back? We're having that back soon.
It is coming back in, yeah.
People have actually asked
like the first
for that.
We sold out. We sold out hundreds.
Yep.
Belichick was wearing it on the sideline. We sold like 300 or some ridiculous number.
A lot more
than
that, I think.
Yeah.
I just meant the next day.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know,
just that day alone.
We could not keep it. Who would have predicted it? You don't know that.
Right.
You know, you buy 10,000 of them, we'll give us enough for giveaways in 2015.
How much of that do you think has to do with the fact that Belichick's wearing it and everything?
Sure. A lot of players did. You know that
the players
are
wearing
happened?
It.
Yeah, Brady wore the pom-pom.
It snowed
hat,
in October.
That's what happened.
Right? And they all wore
that
it.
Hat. Yeah,
it happened to be a throwback game, and they wore it in October, and it snowed. And you know who could have predicted any of those things?
Yep.
Not Ken.
Yeah.
As good as he is.
As great as he is.
Only
even Ken
here.
Couldn't have seen that one coming.
All right, Tommy from Lincoln asks: does the lady's fossil watch come in a man's version?
Whoa! Hello.
Excuse me, version.
I want to be very careful answering that. Yes, if you search for watches, they're both in the news section right now. The men's watch is up, unless it's sold out already. It should be. I just put it up yesterday. So, but yeah, it's if you search for watch, you'll come across both or fossil. There's a men's and ladies' version of that fossil watch. Maybe they just didn't see it, but it's there, I think.
Fossil is new to the line this year.
I was going
to
say, I haven't seen any fossil.
Yep.
They're really nice.
Are they?
And it comes in a really neat little gift box.
Cool.
Which is really cool.
How long have they been an item on the website
or
in the store?
We just got them in a week or so ago.
Oh, this is brand new. Okay.
Yeah, brand new.
Okay.
Brand new to us. They just got a license earlier this year.
Yeah. If you search for watch, the men's and ladies are the first two items that pull up. Then there's like six watches.
There you go. I think
we have a follow-up to the
why would you order so little of the blue hoodie? Don't you know your fans?
It's not that we didn't order enough. It's just that it was more popular than we anticipated. We didn't order so little, per se. We ordered
a ton, and
a
they
ton,
just happened
and
to
they
buy
just
the
blew
ton.
Right out.
Yeah.
We needed a ton plus.
Got it.
Yep.
All right.
It happens. And this product that we overshoot on, that we'll sit on this year.
Yep.
You know,
It's
collectively. It's not just.
That's the point I'm trying to make, is you don't always know what's going to go crazy. You just don't know that.
Yep.
And you try to get the stuff that's going to get the visibility. Like you said, it helps when Brady and Belichick wear them on the sidelines.
Yeah, that sweatshirt, Belichick was seen wearing it during camp, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a problem.
He got one 6 months before we were even going to see it show up at the warehouse. And Reebok gave him one. He wore it.
Like,
it got in the Globe,
and
it started to create some buzz. But the ship had already sailed by then, literally and figuratively. That stuff's already shipped here from overseas.
Yep. Just it got exposure earlier than it was supposed to, which started a demand earlier, which made it so
had we had known he'd wear it in April or May.
You would have doubled up on the order, probably.
We would have scheduled another few shipments in there, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, well.
We are trying to sell product.
Yeah, so. You're doing it. You're doing something right. Yeah. So
that is our goal.
Yeah, we don't like being out of it. That's for sure.
It's not good news for us.
Yeah.
Not good.
You're not excited that people don't get what they want.
That particular item, though, I've gotten a lot of emails from people that were angry that they couldn't get it, and they make accusatory statements like that. Like, what do you guys, how did you blow this one? And I just don't think that's why we're trying to just explain. It's probably not as simple as it might seem from the outside. Just buy more. It's it's not as simple as that.
It's planning ahead to stuff
that
you don't know what's going to happen.
How many sweatshirts?
Yeah.
40?
Yeah.
You know, you can't buy unlimited quantities of 40 sweatshirts.
Yeah. And it's also getting the point out there. If you like something, buy it now because you don't know how long it's going to be there.
Right, true.
So you saw it, but you didn't buy it.
And it's as
easy
as...
now you're angry that you don't have it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you snooze, you lose.
I understand all that, but...
Bottom line.
You know, we did provide the opportunity.
The Hulk. He's
the Hulk just
the Hulk.
Entered nope. The building.
Sorry.
Angry,
no worries.
Angry Jim is here.
No worries. All right.
Jim's happy today.
Jim, Abby.
He's in a good mood. He's in a good mood.
He is. And Abby from Cranston wants to know, who decides the feature on the website, gifts for him and gifts for her? Is that all you?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Jim is in charge of that. And
she has
how
a suggestion.
Do you do
that? This is the little website we use to sort of mark items for that. I just choose them.
Are
when
you
new
like,
stuff comes
oh,
in,
I
they
would
go,
like
that's
that?
A good gift.
Okay.
Yeah.
You kind of like, oh, that would be, that would like, I'd like
gifts
that.
Gifts under $25, gifts under $50, gifts for her, gifts for him, gifts for kids. It's like a little gift guide.
Mm-hmm.
So when stuff comes in and I say, you know, like we got the Gillette razor and we brought in here a couple weeks ago. I thought,
yes.
That's a, we're selling a ton of those. It's a great gift idea, stocking stuffer or just a gift. And that's one I'd click gift and so it would show up in that.
I think we're going to give one of those away today, aren't we?
I don't see why not.
Okay. Oh, that's good. You know, and we kind of slacked on that last time. With the question of the day, we probably should give out sooner than later, like we've been doing. But I guess a razor's up for grabs. The Patriot logo on the Gillette razor.
Right.
Such a Gillette commercial the other day, and I saw Matt Ryan was shaving.
Yeah.
What?
He shaves. What? Yes.
He shaves. He's the only quarterback who shaves. Okay.
Yeah. Why him?
Yeah. Why him?
I mean, obviously, he was a contract signed with him. You would have thought Gillette Stadium Patriot player.
Have you seen that Visa commercial?
Which one?
Where they're marching through, like, the Common.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a parade of Patriots.
That's
fans.
Like a national commercial. I thought that
it
was...
Is.
It is national. I saw it down in New Orleans.
It's pretty spectacular.
FYI, a lot of that product left.
That's a word I don't throw around very easily.
Morgan Freeman does the voiceover, right?
Yeah. Wait, I haven't seen it.
It's really good.
I got to see it.
It's got the legit musket men in it, too.
Yeah.
Like the real deal guys that are on the sidelines?
Yep, the cheerleaders. They're in it.
That's cool.
It is pretty cool. Yep. I think there's even two versions of it now that
I think so.
Are there players in it?
Cheerleaders.
No, not cheerleaders. Not players.
There's mock players. They show.
They show scenes of games.
Yeah. I think there was another Visa commercial a couple of years ago that some of the players were in.
There's
a
lot of people. They're all dressed up. They're all wearing our stuff, which is cool.
And they're marching through the.
There's a guy dressed up like Pat Patriot in the full.
That's cool.
It's really neat. Yeah.
I'll have to look for that one. Okay, what can you guys talk about, or what can you tell me about Trophy Town at Patriot Place? Tony wants to know.
Tony.
Is that your real name?
Trophy Town at Patriot Place. Well,
it's a store.
It's a store. It's actually pretty. It's a pretty neat store. It sells a lot of memorabilia and collectibles, featuring all five of the Boston Pro teams or New England Pro teams. Everything from signed memorabilia, signed framed items, unsigned framed items.
Pictures, banners.
Pictures, banners, hats, little trinkets, kind of collectible stuff. And it was kind of opened, and it's been going. It's been picking up. And
what, 2-3 months now?
Yeah. Yep. And, for those listening, I believe there is a pretty big signing coming up there.
This Saturday, right?
This Saturday from another Boston sports team that is green and white.
You're not going to sell it anymore?
I won't tell them it's Paul Pierce.
Oh, okay. Good.
If I had a guess, it would be Paul Pierce.
But it could be.
Might be Paul Pierce.
No, yeah. Paul Pierce will be there from 3 to 4:30.
That's huge.
Yeah. And, you pay for kind of what you're getting signed. And it's big. I think it's going to be a big...
So you don't pay for the autograph. You just buy something to get signed and you get it signed?
No,
What's the autograph cost too?
No, you can bring whatever you want.
Okay.
And then whatever, based on what you have, if you bring in a jersey... That's going to cost more than if you just brought
in an
8x10.
I see.
But yeah, you know, you can.
That's great, though.
It's fantastic, but it's a cool store. Yeah, so you can deck your whole place out.
Located next to Eastern Mountain Sports.
That's right. At Patriot
Place.
Play
a little Patriot Place plug.
We don't have a So that's what
it is. Five guys.
You know what? That's funny. That's another store Christina hasn't been into.
What?
That
Trophy Town.
Right. Trophy Town. Have you been
there? How do you know?
Oh, we know.
How do you know?
Closed
no one knows.
Cameras.
That's not a competitor of the Pro Shop?
No. God, no.
Nobody competes with the
Nobody
Pro Shop.
Competes.
Nobody.
There's no such thing.
They pay us protection money.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way you would know if I've been in there or not.
Have you been to Five Guys Burgers and Fries?
Not this one, but I have been before.
Yeah, okay.
I have to stay out of this one. If I ate that on a regular basis...
You'd look like me.
I would not.
After.
Yeah, it wouldn't be fun. So it's a good stuff, though. I like that. I like that place. I'm a Qdoba fan too. I
love
like
Qdoba
every day.
Yeah.
Is it You're just waiting for Five Guys salads and fruit to be
yeah, exactly.
released. Yeah.
Is it Qdoba or Qdoba?
Qdoba.
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 Qdoba. Oh, okay. You would know because you've eaten there a lot.
I go there almost every day.
You do go there every day?
I don't know what it's called.
Don't you dare.
Who I see in there?
We just call it the Q.
The Q. There you go.
Every time I've been in there, I see Fred Kirsch. Every single time.
Really?
Yep. I've only been in there 5 or 6 times, but every time I run into Fred.
But every time he's in there, you're in there. So
that's a good point.
Uh-huh. It's kind of
he's saying that.
That's fair. That's a fair point. But I brought it up first. I didn't hear him mention my name about it.
Oh, God. Okay. Speaking of, Fred from Foxborough wants to know.
We ship there.
Hey, Shop Talk, what kind of Christmas ornaments do you have in stock? Big fan of the show. Keep up the good work. P.S. Do you have any beach towels for humans who are more than 4 feet tall? Just wondering.
I thought our beach towel was pretty big.
Huh.
It's a good sized towel.
It is, but apparently it's.
Being a full figured guy myself.
Apparently it's not big enough for Andy Hart's liking. Yeah.
Really?
He brings it up all the time.
Really?
So buy the giant throw blanket.
You need a 12-foot beach towel, and he's like, what, 5'1"? And he wants a 12-foot beach towel. I don't get it.
What's he doing with that towel?
You should know I got a little wiener.
Whoa. I don't want to hear that.
We have to answer the first part of the question, we have a ton of decorations and ornaments and things like that. The Dana-Farber, didn't we bring those in?
Yeah, we did.
There's a Dana-Farber, ones where some of the proceeds go to benefit to Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
You get the little candy canes.
Yeah, we have Christmas lights. We have
there's a Christmas section right when you walk in the pro. No, I'm sorry, right near the hat wall at the pro shop. So if he's that local, walk into that pro shop, walk by the hat wall, and right to the left of it is a all Christmas, ornaments, snowmen. I don't know what just
and online if you go to Christmas novelties and you go to collectibles. There's a holiday section, and there's 5 pages worth of stuff, most of which is Christmas.
Yeah.
Wreaths.
Helmets.
It's there.
There's got to be a dozen different ornaments.
Nutcrackers.
And that's one of those. And again, another one of those items that sell quickly.
Yep. Some throwback ornaments, like glass balls with etched logos that light up.
Yep.
The rock and roll Santa, which is a
big
little disturbing. Yeah, he dances and sings.
Nice. I've got to get him in here. All right, everybody go online, check it out. Christmas ornaments, beach towels for people, what is the question? If they're big enough or small enough? Or
I think it's your standard size
It's your standard
towel.
Size beach towel.
But people are,
towel.
Like, who said it? Fred from Foxborough thinks they're too small, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, go check it out. There's a ton of stuff. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more. Maybe Pizza Wednesday talk?
Yeah.
We'll get it going right here on Shop Talk.
Nice.
Just found out American Airlines flies to more than 250 cities in 40 countries. That's a lot of flying. So basically, that's 250 different things that I can put on my out-of-office auto reply. Why, I could say, island hopping in Hawaii, returning Friday. This is going to be fun. Better yet, swimming with whale sharks in Cancun back on... Wait, that sounds dangerous. Oh, I know. How about samba dancing in Rio back on Monday? Wish you were here. Well, not really. But with flights to over 250 cities in 40 countries, it's easy to get wherever I want to go on American. Even if it just happens to be sales meeting in Des Moines back tomorrow.
What will you put on your out-of-office reply? 250 cities, 40 countries, unlimited possibilities. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Man, it's football season. I mean, usually the house is decked out by now. You know, the football lamps and the big wall posters.
Dude, it is decked out. But this year, I'm working on a higher level.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Well, you're just not on that level. I've got razor-sharp Fios TV from Verizon, so I don't just watch the game. I feel like I'm in it. The whole place has ultra-quick Fios internet, so my computer becomes my own personal press box.
Right, so no little football helmet soaps in the bathroom this year?
Sadly, no. But with ESPN MVP, I get stats, scores, and highlights sent straight to my wireless phone.
With Verizon's Fios TV and internet, plus wireless apps like ESPN MVP, you have everything you need to take your football experience to the next level. Verizon, official telecommunications provider of the New England Patriots. Select VCast phone and VPAC subscription required. Fios available in select areas.
You are so far beyond football-shaped serving trays.
The Patriots are celebrating their 50th anniversary, and you can too at the Patriots Pro Shop. The Patriots Pro Shop is the place to find all the official 50th season merchandise. Everything from the 1963 jerseys the players are wearing this season to polos, sweatshirts, and hats featuring the original Pat Patriot logo. The Patriots Pro Shop has the widest selection of Patriots merchandise, including many 50th season items that you won't find anywhere else. Located next to Gillette Stadium at Patriot Place, the Patriots Pro Shop is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. or 24 hours a day at PatriotsProShop.com. And if you order from PatriotsProShop.com, we'll ship your order for just $5. You'll know it's authentic when you order from PatriotsProShop.com because your item is being shipped from Gillette Stadium. Celebrate 50 years of Patriots football at the Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
All right, welcome back. We've got plenty of emails, plenty of toys in the studio we're going to talk about. Mike's struggling to get his Welker doll bobblehead working for everybody.
Not a doll, it's an action figure.
Excuse me, it's an action figure. And we haven't discussed Pizza Wednesday. I need an update. What's going on? Anything cool?
Can I just interrupt for 1 second?
No.
That towel's 30 by 60, says on the website. That sounds like a normal size beach towel.
30 by 60, yeah.
30 by 60.
Inches. But apparently normal inches. Size is not good enough.
All right, we need larger than normal size.
Extra large
okay.
beach
That's
towels.
That's fair.
Ken?
We'll get Flanders on this.
How long will that take, Jeff?
2 to 3 weeks.
you got more than that
because Gillette Stadium.
No one's going to the beach anytime soon. I have a feeling.
Unless you win the trip to Miami.
Unless you win the trip to Miami.
Yeah,
you can go to the
this
beach
earlier.
This weekend with yeah. a normal size beach towel.
Trip to Miami.
Give it another shout out if you buy anything.
Place your order today and be automatically entered for a chance to win a trip to this weekend's game in Miami. Airfare, yes. hotel, and game tickets.
I hope no one's all superstitious because I just broke Wes Welker's ankle. On the
you
bobblehead
doll.
You
just opened that and pulled that out of the package.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know. It's kind of gay.
That looks nothing like Wes Welker.
He's bigger than that. Do you really think that's a no, kid?
It's not supposed to be life size.
He doesn't have black hair. That thing
a
has
nice little
jet
player.
Black hair.
I think it looks like him.
Thanks, Jimmy.
No
Where
chance.
He has an
83
jersey.
Like Perriello than like Wes Welker.
Oh, I'm sorry. I brought my own bobblehead doll.
It's the Perriello bobblehead.
Oh, whoops. I brought the wrong one. Yeah, oh, you did that on purpose.
Me.
No, they definitely mixed up the heads on that one. That
Talk
is not the Welker doll.
If that was a Perriello bobblehead, it'd have a betting slip in his hand.
Yeah, he would.
Piece of pizza.
And a piece of pizza.
Speaking of pizza, come on.
Leo's Pizza. Walpole.
Ooh.
Never heard of it.
I mean, it is good.
Yeah?
I missed that.
Yeah.
We need to start ranking these places.
Oh, I got
you say that about everyone.
I'll bring in the rankings.
Bring in the rankings.
We have power rankings, kind of like football.
Yep.
Yeah, they usually 1-2.
Leo's is good.
Very filling.
And Jim's still thinking
I missed
Jim,
today.
Jim, you
oh,
didn't miss
no.
it. You skipped out on it.
Listen,
oh,
we're in the midst of the holiday shopping
yeah,
season.
That's right.
He's trying to take care of customers.
That's right.
Busy time.
Busy time.
Someone doesn't get
pizza.
Their towel in time for Christmas, and it's my fault because I was eating pizza down the store.
That's one thing they can understand. They know the importance of it. But
this is true. You kind of have to take some time
next,
out.
Next week, we'll bring it to you.
I had pizza. We ordered pizza
everybody.
From Omega. I still had pizza.
Oh,
I just didn't go down and have it with you guys.
Unexcused.
But,
damn
I mean,
it.
Oh, man, it is filling. If anybody lives in this area, you got to go to Leo's.
Which way is it?
That way. No.
It's
in Walpole. Route 1A, Walpole, not even a mile from the center, going south.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
We'll get you there.
It is good pizza.
I'll have to look that up, making a list.
What'd you have? Did you get buffalo chicken? I saw that.
Buffalo
email.
Chicken,
oh,
sausage,
man.
And then meatball.
I blew it.
I mean, it was a solid... It was a lot. I mean,
people just bought more.
So full.
If people just bought more gift cards, I wouldn't have to get all those other packages done.
Amen.
Hear that, everybody? Buy gift cards.
So I can have pizza next week.
Buy gift cards. Oh, my gosh. It's just going to get worse on Wednesdays. It's just going to get busier and busier.
Ken actually joined us today, and he normally yeah. doesn't.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Ken was there. Surprise appearance.
See, I bailed. Ken showed up.
Mm-hmm. We had a new addition.
That's right.
Yep. What's his title? What's Levi's title?
Inventory manager.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah. So we have a new guy. His name's Levi, and he's our inventory manager, so...
Nice. New to pizza or new to employment?
The whole thing.
Uh-huh.
I mean...
All of the above.
He like... Yeah, this is
how
like,
do you, how do you do with Pizza Wednesday?
Poor soul.
Oh, he was solid.
He ate good.
Didn't eat the crusts.
What?
Yeah, yeah, we're investigating that. Like, before he was hired, we did a suspicious. Background check.
I don't like what I'm hearing.
He didn't eat the crust?
Yeah.
So ridiculous.
Where seems like a nice guy, but...
Where'd he learn how to eat pizza?
He's from Philly.
Your favorite place.
Hey. Well, Pittsburgh.
Get his ass in here.
Sarcastically favorite place.
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
But, yeah. And then we talked about some inappropriate stuff, which we won't bring up. But we did touch on the Tiger Woods thing and, you know, that whole thing. And kind of the... It was more of like a headline show.
What the heck was that?
Sounds like someone got hit with a golf club.
How did you get that from that?
I've heard that sound
before.
I had
no idea.
I golfed with Ken once.
You've never seen Caddyshack?
Oh, did he yell four?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't get that either.
Are you a golfer?
I would like to be a golfer. I've never actually played. I'd probably have to learn before I went out and actually did play.
Very good decision. Learn first.
It's a pretty simple concept. I think you should get your head around
it. Oh, you think so? I need someone with... left-handed clubs to teach me.
Nice.
Or go, you know, rent them or whatever, however you do it. But I definitely would like to learn. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
That's, yeah.
My son's a lefty and he's about your height.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How old is he?
11. He's a little
That's
taller,
a shame,
actually.
That I'm he's the same size as 11-year-olds.
No, he's taller. But
he's taller.
He's
oh,
a big boy.
Even better.
He's a big boy.
It's even better. Great. All right. I've got a random email here asking if Flanders will be sent to Afghanistan. I'm not sure where that comes from.
I think Ken, didn't we discuss this? That's where we got Ken.
Yeah. Afghanistan sent him.
Oh, no, it was Maine. Same
Maine.
Mountainous country.
Mountainous
full of
country.
Wild
no one lives there. Desolate.
Full of wild people.
Yeah, mountainous terrain filled with wild
militia
types.
Oh, jeez.
You're on to something.
I think there's something trend there.
That's
yeah, Ken was in a militia once, wasn't he?
Yeah, was he? Probably was.
It turned out to be something different than he thought it would be.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't mention any of the other prizes. Should I get that out there before we forget to do it?
Yes, please. We need a question of the day, too. So
today's prize is the trip to Miami, but we have a lot of other great prizes. We're giving away tickets to Jacksonville game with a field visit, which is pretty unique experience if you've never been on the field at Gillette Stadium. Especially
it's not snowing.
It's even better when it's snowing. Mm. It's magical.
So, those tend to be the most.
And you get to go with
games.
Like someone like Jeff or myself. Usually gets to be
really?
Taken, which is
sweet.
No extra charge for that.
That
service.
Right there is worth the entry.
That's right.
And that's tomorrow, or are you just going?
Well, it's probably tomorrow. So we don't like to give away the schedule.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're just going through a random.
All right, that one's tomorrow.
Okay,
but then
the rest are all random.
I'm not telling you when the other ones are.
Stay out of order,
because you got to come back every day.
You got to come back every day and see what the prize is.
I agree.
Dinner with the coach.
The head coach.
Right.
What kind of dinner?
Like a meal?
Really?
Oh, that's right.
I was thinking along the lines of more like, you know, Mexican, Chinese,
you know,
that'd be nice.
Dinner,
Italian.
There's a dinner every year. Cute.
The Five Guys.
And we were lucky enough to. Qdoba!
The big Q.
Are you one of those people that orders your Qdoba with a Spanish? If you get fajitas, you go fajita?
Of course not.
Yeah, I hate people.
I mean, I don't say fajita. Like
the guy used to work with.
Like the guy who plays for.
Like you order croissant.
In Orleans.
They go croissant.
Croissant.
It's a croissant. It's get over yourself.
But you kind of have to like respect the language, though. When you do go to like a Spanish restaurant, I order.
I'm not
going to
say fajita.
What about the
fajita?
The palomilla steak. You have to say that with a double L as a Y. You have to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not going to say palomilla.
There's a line. I'm just saying there's a line.
Quesadilla? Do you say quesadilla?
When you're ordering at a counter in a place that doesn't even have waiter service, you don't need to put on airs.
You know I don't speak Spanish. In English, please.
Wait, I know that. I know that. What's that from?
Come on.
Anchorman.
Yes, I knew that.
Actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
When it was one in Rome. You know the rest of it. He's like, that's it. Signed items. We have mini helmets we're giving away. Will Fork, Warren, people like that, good players.
Nice.
Tour of the Hall of Fame with a Hall of Fame player. Last year, Mr. Hanna was kind enough to escort our winners on a personal tour of the Patriots Hall here at Patriot Place.
Great guide, Place. John Hanna.
Yep. Dinner with the coach I brought up, signed items. A couple of times we'll be giving away tickets to Jacksonville, so come by every day and see what the prize is. Stop by the store, come to the website every day, new prize for 12 straight days.
There you go.
12 days.
It's great stuff
because
it's stuff you can't buy most.
Yeah.
You know, you can't buy a tour of the Hall of Fame with one of the Patriot Hall of Famers.
Right,
you can't buy
right.
that. You really can't buy
a field visit
with Jeff Breitenbach.
Right. Exactly.
That's amazing.
Priceless.
I'm kind of a big
You can
deal.
Buy a mini helmet, sure. That's a couple of things you can buy, but you know, they're unique experiences and things that we can offer that I think a lot of our competitors can't, and it's just another good reason to come shop with us.
Right.
Do it. That's awesome. So we need a question of the day. And since you just went through all the yummy pro shop stuff, actually, we have tons of what do you have in front of you? Let's get to the question of the day first, because last time we did it at the last minute and no one called. So what shall it be, Mr. Producer?
Why don't we hear what the items that they brought are first and see if something sparks our interest?
Whoa. Okay, I got to go.
What are we giving away today? Huh? There you go. We mentioned that earlier.
You know what we're
huh?
giving away? You get it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Let's do that.
I like that.
Okay. Call in and name your prize.
We better ship that up today because we're going to sell out of that.
I don't know about name your prize, but.
508. Well, name your prize because you got to name what it is and then you get it.
That's right. I like that.
508-543-7482. Webradio@patriots.com if you don't have a phone, but if you don't, then that's pretty terrible for you.
How are you online?
Go through. Let me read this. Get your toys all lined up. We're going to talk about them in a second. Another email from our guy Aaron in Sterling, Virginia. So are you going? Hang on. Are you guys going to order less hats in 2010 if it's an uncapped year? That's exactly
funny.
What was listed right after that. Funny. He did a little laughter. I'm hilarious. On a side note, can't you make or dictate what items the players wear in certain PR or sideline situations to better match the inventory you have?
Hmm.
We do work in conjunction with the equipment manager.
But they don't have that much pull, right? No one does.
No, we'll just take the sideline pieces. Yeah. I mean, we buy what they wear as much as we can.
We buy more than what they wear, different versions of it. They may have a navy piece. We may have navy, red, and white. Mm-hmm. We'll buy three versions of it.
Gotcha.
But, you cannot stop a player from grabbing something in his locker.
And putting it on. Yep.
That just, I mean, unfortunately, you know, that we try to police it, but, you know,
yep.
We don't have that much pull. We can literally stand there with the guys and arm wrestle over with them.
Right, and there'll always be some stuff that they have that are team-issued only that we don't have. That's
true.
It's a common question we seem to get a lot of weeks. It's just, it's not always going to match. Not everything you see there are we always going to be able to sell.
Right, and it has gotten better, and every year it gets addressed, and I think...
And we continue to work on it.
Yeah, I think this year
it will get better.
I think the last couple of years, in particular, the second season hats that you see all the guys wearing, the drift one we were talking about earlier, and... You know, the palm hat, you know,
I think people
matched up better this year than we have in a long time.
And I think people forget how much we actually do carry that they see wearing. But it's the people that find the ones that we don't or we sell out of, like, the hoodie.
Yep.
I'm sure it's the same in the store. After every game, our phones online, the phones and the emails are just trickling in, pouring in for people who saw someone wearing something that they want.
Right.
You know, and that's part of why that stuff tends to sell pretty quick. Gets that exposure.
It will get better.
And you'll notice that other teams are wearing their version of the same stuff. So you're watching other games, you're still seeing the drift hat or
the sideline
polo.
Definitely. That's everywhere, that drift stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And those same problems are happening in the other teams, other cities. I mean,
yep.
Ken and Jeff talked to the other buyers, and it's a mirror image of what's happening. So it's not like just the Patriots retail staff are missing it. It's, you know, they're buyers. They're trying to – they don't want to get stuck with a lot of 2009 inventory. Because the 2010 inventory is going to be right behind it. And then, you know, it's a little business. It's a business thing.
I really think Ken should be here to answer to some of this.
Mm-hmm. Ken, get in here. 2010, it's around the corner. Sheila from Clearwater wrote us.
Hi, Sheila.
Hey, Sheila.
Never heard of her.
Hey, Christina and guys. The other day on Patriots Today, there was a segment on the defensive players shooting pool. I think she's referring it's probably All Access, the piece that they did. What I want to know is if the balls they were shooting with are regulation size and weight, and is the 8 ball the only ball with a number on it? Love the show and keep up the good work.
Yes, across the board.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
They are regulation size and weight.
Very cool pool balls.
Really high quality.
Okay.
We are the only place on the planet to sell those pool balls.
Really?
We have them specifically made for the store.
And you, I can't imagine you have too many sets of them, right?
No.
I don't know. Well, we won't give away the exact. No, but there are. It's not a big quantity.
I know we've sold them online, but we still have some in stock.
Okay.
But it's not a lot. Mike's right. It's limited.
I think that's an awesome
gift. But it's very rare.
Yeah.
We're the only place to get them at.
We had a guy. I'm not kidding. We had a guy buy the pool balls. He goes, I don't even have a pool table. And he has like the little thing that displays golf balls, and he bought it
to display the
pool. Oh, that's a good idea.
They're really
cool. Looks neat.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, we did it. All Access had the.
Yeah, it was fun.
DBs playing pool, and they were in the pro shop.
They were in the pro shop. Yeah. Good
crowd.
Pool
table.
Witnessed that.
She also gave us the temperature down there. It's a little cloudy, but the temperature still hit the 70s, the high 70s.
That's good.
High 70s.
Wasn't it that warm here today?
Clearwater, Florida. Was it that warm here?
No, I don't know.
High
70s? I've been outside all day.
I know. Me either. I would have no idea. Got another email. How did Levi wrangle his job? Does he come from good genes?
I saw it. All right. Christina's done for the show. She's hunched over laughing.
I swear I didn't write that. And Jim's face.
You know what? My wife has a really good friend, and her name is Sarah Hager. Hager makes pants, right? So they had a kid, and they named him Levi, and his name's Levi Hager. And I go, they're going to call the kid Pants his whole life, and she doesn't think that's funny. That's the first thing that popped into my head.
That's a good one. I mean,
I don't know.
Oh, Lord. All right.
Come on. Yeah. Levi Hager.
That's unique.
Funny. How did he wrangle?
Everybody's at a loss for words. Your face, when I just said that joke that I swear I didn't write. I did not write it. And Jason can attest to that.
But you delivered it well.
Did I deliver it well? I tried my best. I'm not very good at delivering corny jokes, but I tried.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a good one. Poor Levi. He's getting ripped, and he's not even here to defend himself.
Does he know about the show?
Bring Levi in. Yeah. Can you guys bring him in next week?
We won't tell him for another week.
That's a good idea.
We will. Let's bring him in. We will make him a part of... Is he...
We gotta loosen him up.
Yeah, exactly.
We gotta. You know,
I think he can handle it.
We gotta.
Genes are always better when they're broken in, right?
That's true.
God, there you go. Poor child.
Hit the drum roll for that.
There you go.
He's not even a kid, is he? I'm talking about him like he's a boy.
He's
younger than us, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not saying much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we agree.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding. All right. I'm going to stop with the jokes. Totally.
Another good reason Ken should be here, because then I wouldn't be the oldest one in the room.
Right. And the jokes would be about him.
Another good point.
Spotlight would be on Ken.
It always is.
Oh.
You want to talk about toys?
Oh, yes, please. Toys. Tell me about everything that's in front of you.
Obviously you got the holidays coming up, if you haven't figured that out yet.
Coming up very quickly.
Quickly.
I can't believe it.
So we just wanted to touch on some like more kid stuff, kid stocking stuffers and toys and stuff that, you may have already bought the big ticket item, but these are pretty cool Patriot gifts. For example, Patriot, and these are all online, Jim?
Yes, they are. Patriot, search for toy.
Patriots Checkers.
What's our website address again, Jim?
PatriotsProShop.com.
Thank
nice.
You.
Nice. Patriot Checker Set. You know, the traditional checkers, and they are playing the...
I think it's the Jets.
Yeah, I believe it is. Why am I blanking?
The hated...
Jets or Dolphins, yeah.
No.
Oh,
one of the
does it say on the side?
No.
Oh. Make me throw up.
And then the Connect 4, Patriots Connect 4.
That's fun. I like Connect 4.
Yep, that's solid. It kind of looks like a little scoreboard on the top.
It's the Colts.
Is it the Colts?
Yeah, they changed it. So on the back it says team matchups, Patriots versus Colts. That's pretty cool.
That is. Very nice. Patriots Monopoly.
So if you do a double jump, is that like going for two?
Patriots Monopoly.
Yes,
very
it's exactly
hit the drum roll on that one,
that's
too.
That's exactly what that means.
Jeez.
Sorry, I thought I turned my mic off.
you definitely leaned over and tried to say that to only Jeff.
Mics are on, Jim.
We heard you.
You were the Connect Four champion in college, weren't you?
I was. I have a blue ribbon in Connect Four.
Nice.
My nephew beat me.
One of those top Florida school strikes again.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
That's the AP class. Everybody's
got to be a hater.
Bowling for credit.
Hater.
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 The Patriots yo-yo.
Yes.
You see Christine a lot walking down the hallways with her Patriot yo-yo.
I'm a good yo-yoer.
Yo-yoer.
I don't believe that you are. You're gonna show, can you show us a trick?
Can you open the yo-yo, or is that?
No, then we couldn't resell it. Don't open it.
Yeah, don't.
Packaging.
Oh, those are the worst, too. That's one of those that, like, you're going to hurt yourself.
You know what's cool about the Monopoly? Instead of getting, like, Boardwalk, you buy John Hanna.
What?
Yeah, like Monopoly, instead of buying Boardwalk, Park
Place.
Gotcha.
I'm going to open myself up for a little abuse.
The Patriots property you buy is
Please
a fire.
Do.
I've never played Monopoly.
Adam
straight up,
you are missing nothing.
Am I?
You've never played Monopoly.
Never played it.
Sounds like you're pretty experienced
McDonald's.
At it, too.
Tell me, incomplete life.
I know you've played with Monopoly money with your betting habits.
Oh, yeah. That's why I pay my kids.
Here's $5.
The poor cheap properties are Pat Patriot and the vintage helmet.
On you guys, the vintage helmet.
Tom Brady's Boardwalk.
Fiki football. Did you ever play that?
What?
Did you ever make the paper football?
They actually have capitalized on that.
Yeah, yes. Someone finally found a way to sell it.
Yeah,
that's
so,
unbelievable.
Search that out there, people. Fiki football.
Wow, let me see that because I've seen that game played on more than one occasion.
That is a huge seller right there.
Okay, so it is really.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that the little, what do they call this?
That's only $7.95 too. That's a great stocking stuffer.
So the Fiki actually flips like the paper would.
That's correct.
Yeah, and it comes with a little goal post.
But does it? It actually flies like the paper. Oh,
yeah. And a field.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and it has a field.
Flip it over.
Can you imagine? Like, okay, when do people
so you got
actually
the field
play that
right
game?
There.
Assume when does someone actually make the paper and flick the football?
Maybe if you work for the Detroit Lions Pro Shop.
Oh, and you're sitting. Yeah, that's true.
Or you're a student in high school.
Right.
Any social studies class. English,
study hall.
Math.
Wouldn't you be a giant dork if you whipped this out of your backpack and said, hey, let's play Fiki football?
You might be cool.
Yeah.
No, you'd be cool. Know.
You'd be cool?
Would you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so
wondering.
Cool.
You'd get sent to the principal's office.
You'd get sent to the, well, maybe not, because it's not really, I mean, this is actual legit.
Maybe at
as
recess
to
it's
throwing paper.
But that's only, what, $7.95? That's a great stocking stuffer.
Yeah, that is a good stocking stuffer. Wait, it comes with a little mat, too, doesn't it?
Yep.
Oh, that's cute. $7.95, Fiki football.
Mm, not so dorky now.
I get it while it's hot. I mean,
is that a new kid
speak
or something?
For yourself. Oh, my God. That's interesting. Someone's making money off of it.
But, you know, we got little Patriot helmet banks and little Tom Brady figurines and tattoos. It's good stocking stuffer stuff.
Those are eye black tattoos, aren't they?
These are.
Those
are
fun.
These are temporary tattoos.
Wow.
Jeff
You're
has
really
a real
cool.
one on his... Just keep it low.
Yeah.
Shh. Oh, my goodness.
It's
inappropriate.
Pretty cool.
What time is it?
It's time. But you're right.
I thought it was a film.
Oh,
show.
God. That was awful. Yeah. That was like enough to make you gag. Gross. All right. Enough. What else you got? That's it?
No, well, that's just some of this. The store, online store, have a ton of kids stuff to you know, stocking stuffers up to bigger.
You got like the Matchbox cars. They're not official
there's
Matchbox.
There's
but they're
Patriot Mr. Potato Head.
That's fun.
That's pretty cool.
Does he have a helmet? And
yes, he does. Yeah,
football.
Uniform.
That's cool.
We have.
I was a big fan of Mr. Potato Head.
A lot of like Matchbox cars kind of toys. The Patriot themed. And.
Thank you, Jim.
Football. Did you just say that? I'm sorry. I apologize.
Echo. And don't forget about gift cards. Those are
the easy gift.
Especially those people that are here 2 days before Christmas that are in an all-out panic because we don't.
Especially if you got a free $10 gift card from us in the last promotion. You should use that.
Speaking of. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Need to
How
get
did that work
there.
Out? Was that a good response?
Really good. Yeah. Really good. Yeah. People seem to like that promotion.
Cool.
Yeah. So
now they can come back and spend it on holiday stuff.
So aside from the deals every day that you go into some kind of entry to win a prize, is there other promotions?
Right now,
that's our
current one. For the next 12 days, that's our promotion.
That's okay.
Right.
Great.
Yep.
All right. Well, we have a question of the day. It was, what do you win if you call in and answer the question of the day? We talked about it earlier. I think we tried to give one away last week or 2 weeks ago last time we were in here.
Matt Ryan
And no one called in. Matt Ryan. That's the hint. Matt Ryan uses one.
It's a close shave.
Just go ahead and say it. Just go ahead and tell everyone what it is. Come on. Go ahead. Go ahead.
This is my throwdown today.
It's go time.
This is a very thin plate of glass. I could come right through it, okay? Anyway.
I will choke you with my microphone cable.
We've been using that one a lot lately. That's not good because there's way too many microphones around here. Someone's going to take someone seriously. What is going on? You already broke that. There's no sense in trying to fix it.
Don't tell anybody. Yes, Wes
Welker. Wes Welker bobblehead is now on sale for half off.
Discounted prizes. Wes Welker bobblehead.
If anybody out there is in the Foxborough area and wants a discount on a broken Welker bobblehead.
Come see Mike in the program.
That looks nothing like
Mike,
Wes
you can make
Welker.
Extra money. You can sell the head and then just sell the body.
I'd say
the
you just go ahead and rip the head off and put it on like a normal Patriot shirt like you're wearing right now and sell it as
the Periello
bobblehead.
Bobblehead. I'd buy that.
Would you?
Sure.
Would you?
I could flick its head at my desk.
Okay. Use it as a punching bag? Great. Yeah. All right, we got a lot of good stuff. It is the holidays. Tis the season to go shopping at the pro shop.
It's getting
and
cold soon.
There's only two
cold
more
weather gear.
Cold weather gear and only two more home games. Is that correct?
Two more home games, yeah.
Two more home games, yeah. This
regular
is a road
season.
Game.
Oh, yeah.
Regular season home games. Not this weekend.
Season runs into January, so it's...
Yeah. You know. January 3rd is the last regular season game, although the two home games are in December. It is definitely probably going to be cold. Probably, can I say
December
that?
December 27th, that Jacksonville game.
Yeah. Cool. That's the one you could potentially win.
That's right. If you come and shop with us, you could win
but
tickets and a field visit with Jeff Breitenbach.
Several jackets to be on the
field. Why do you keep saying it's going to be me?
Thought you'd want to do it.
People are going to be really disappointed if it's not Jeff, so you need to clear your schedule.
Is this pregame? Is this pregame?
I may have to shave.
I'm not there pregame.
That's what I was going to say.
How do you know that? You know that. You watch.
We have a tracking device. That's why I know you haven't been into Trophy Town or the Pro Shop. But she's down there on
pregame.
So the winner could possibly
run into Christina Acro.
Air quotes.
Meet the voice behind the
Patriots.
She's on field photo
shop
with her?
Talk.
She's ducking Jeff.
Yeah, I am down there pregame, so it's a good time.
Yeah.
Have some fun on the field and meet Jeff.
Sure, why not?
And watch the Patriots play the Jags.
That worked out
great. I'm up for a good time.
Well, anyway, there is a lot of fun stuff. I think the Miami trip is awesome, so if you guys haven't bought anything today yet, go on now. And
today's
enter.
The day.
Today is
ends
the day.
At midnight, Jim?
Ends at midnight.
Ends at midnight. Good point. Okay. Although
Eastern Standard
even
time.
Though you could shop 24/7, 7 days a week
that's
on
correct.
The internet.
If you shop at 12:01, you might win tickets to the Jacksonville game.
This is true. All right. Well, we don't have a caller again. Everybody stopped using their phones with us. Maybe we'll start taking emails next time. But the answer was a Gillette razor that we can't give away.
2 weeks
we
in a row.
I know someone
who could use it.
Maybe we should change up the prize. Yeah, you know, that's another thing.
Jeff
a lot of people
New
don't shave this time
razor.
Of year. A lot of people I've noticed, like, I mean, every year everybody grows the beard, right? Is that for extra? So maybe we need to change up the prize. It's not a good one. No one wants,
yeah, that's, maybe
no one wants to shave.
It's not timely, I guess.
No one wants to shave. All right, well,
maybe that's it.
Maybe you should give away that blue throwback hoodie.
We definitely get some people calling in.
The one we don't have, huh?
With the long sleeve polo, we just don't know.
Yeah, that too.
Jason's still waiting patiently.
Giving up. Throwback hoodie.
Speaking of that, Jason, we might have a couple of Reebok guys on in the next couple of weeks. Bring them back in here, and maybe we can pose that question again.
We could do that. Beat them into submission.
Absolutely.
8 crazy nights coming up for you, mister. You might get a polo.
This is true.
Yes. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for this Wednesday. We're in December. It's getting cold. Everybody get out there, buy their jackets, get your promos going. You might get to go to Miami, Jacksonville Jaguar game. A lot going on. Come with us. Stay with us for next week here on Shop Talk. We'll be back Wednesday, 4 to 5. We will talk to you then.